Hi, this is Lori Lewis. Tune into Folk Scene with Roz Larman Sunday evenings from 6 to 8 p.m. for the best in traditional and contemporary music. Each week features a live guest segment right here on 90.7 FM Los Angeles, 98.7 Santa Barbara, 93.7 San Diego, and 99.5 Ridgecrest, China Lake. Tune in to Folk Scene.
Hi, this is Stu George, and you are listening to KPFK 19.7 FM Los Angeles and 98.7 FM in Santa Barbara.
He was pretty excited, if you couldn't tell. Hope you caught Stu George on Sergio's show a little while ago. One of the best performances of the year on this station, KPFK, that you are listening to. Radio powered by the people at 90.7 FM Los Angeles, 98.7 FM in Santa Barbara, worldwide at kpfk.org. You're currently tuned to Melting Pot here virtually every Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. My name is Michael Barnes. I'm your usual host for this program. And on today's show, here at the end of the month, we almost always play just vinyl. And this particular show, since it's at the end of the year, what we've been doing since we got here is just rolling through all the vinyl that we dug up and just playing some of the faves. This next set is all things that come from a very dear friend of mine, Matthew Africa, who passed away a couple years ago on Labor Day. And over the pretty much past year, some people connected to him have been selling parts of his record collection. Matthew Africa had probably one of the deepest record collections for just about anybody. And every time one of these auctions has come up, it's been kind of a shock and surprise. And just a lot of times you just can't help but smile thinking the things that Matthew had when he was here. And also for those of us who've been able to get some of these records to have a little bit of a connection to him. And so this is I didn't actually know how I was going to do this set. I was originally thinking about doing some kind of set with these records, but this is the way it looks like it's going to turn out. This one's going to be pretty much all Sweet Soul. It's something that Matthew really, really dug and put together a couple of really fantastic, amazing collections called Soul Boulders that are still out there in the interwebs. It might even be some physical copies out there too. So most of these songs are kind of the Sweet Soul variety. This first one is more of a kind of, excuse me, gospel soul song. And it's something that I was looking for damn near 20 years. And the whole time I was living in the Bay, never ran into a copy of it. And, you know, in some ways, I guess it's fitting that the copy that I get is used to be Matthew's copy. So this is the musical group that the Black Panther Party put together, a group called The Lumpin'. And the song that they're going to perform for you right now from 45, the only 45 they recorded, as far as I know, is a song called No More, right now for you on KPFK and Melting Pot.
From Watts to Brownsville, we find misery.
We stood by
like free
brother can't be no more.
Can't be no more. Sending us.
Sending us.
Goodbye.
I love will never, never die. Ooh.
Music from Lonnie Hewitt's group Pi R Square, from a 7-inch released on the Wii record label out of Oakland, California. You're listening to part 2 of the song Fantasy. Long time trying to track that down, and finally picked up Matthew Africa's copy. That whole set featuring music originally in the collection of DJ Matthew Africa out of Oakland, California, and brought to you today from Africa with love, as you like to say. The Ponderosa Twins plus one doing the song Bound from the LP 2+2+1=, the Ponderosa Twins plus one. We also had music from Betty and Angel, Everlasting Love, from a 7-inch on the Everyday record label. Big John Hamilton did Take This Hurt Off Me, from a 45 on the Minaret record label. And start things off with The Lumpin', a musical group that the Black Panther Party put together, and their song No More, 7-inch on Seize the Time Records. Another friend from my Bay Area days, Ricky Vincent, who is on our sister station, KPFA, in Berkeley, does a history of funk. He released a really great book that tells the story of the Lumpin' and how that group got together, and also has some interesting things to say about movement music. If you haven't heard about it, now you have. One of the other trends for me this year, I bought a lot of records this year. I did a lot of record therapy. There's a way to think about it. And really, really started getting into a lot more jazz vocals. And almost all of them are the kind of cool variety. And this is a vocalist who I'd heard things from before, but never owned any records from her. And now I think I have like 5 or 6. I felt deep. All kinds of love for Chris Connor. This is what I think maybe was the first LP. She put out a couple 10-inches on the Bethlehem record label. And this one featured songs from those, called Chris Connor Sings Lullabies of Birdland, from around 1956-ish. And this is her doing What Is There to Say right now on KPFK in Melting Pot.
What is there to say, and what is there to do? The thrill I've been seeking has, practically speaking, come true. So what is there to say? And what is there to do? I knew in a moment contentment and home meant just you. You are so lovable, so livable. Your wonders are quite you're made to marvel at, and words to that effect. So, what is there to say? And what is there to do? My heart's in a deadlock. I'd even face wedlock with you. You are so lovable, so livable. Your beauty is quite unforgivable. You're made to marvel at, and worth to that effect. So where to say, and what is there to do? My heart's deadlock, I'd even face wedlock with you.
The stars are still on high, but they don't twinkle anymore. Why does it seem they've lost their gleam? Somehow the lovely flowers have no fragrance anymore. Where is their bloom, their sweet perfume? Darling, that just shows what your goodbye can do. Until you return, there's nothing I can do. There's a lull in my life. It's just a void and empty space. When you are not in my embrace. Oh, 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 there's a lull in my life. The moment that you go away, there is no night, there is no day. The clock stops ticking, and the world stops turning, everything stops, but that flame in my heart keeps burning, burning, oh. Pretend, I know that you alone can end the ache in my heart, the love in my life. Oh. All in my life.
just came into sight. She smiled and I said, seems I know you. I dream of you most every night. At first glance, I thought I was dreaming. I've seen you so often in dreams. There must be a recess in heaven for you. Are an angel, it seems, and you're the very girl I dreamed of. My dreams have come true, but I never thought I'd find love with an angel like you. Now I'm sure this recess in heaven will go on for many a year. For you have just told me you love me, my angel, my darling, my dear.
Music from the legendary Sidney Bechet from a record on the Blue Note record label, celebrating its own anniversary this year. Jazz Classics Volume Number 1, which I was ecstatic to find on a trip to New Orleans in the summer. Days Beyond Recall, the name of the song from Sidney Bechet, who wrote a fascinating autobiography that I also picked up kind of recently called Treat It Gently. It starts off telling stories about family members who were enslaved. It's just a fascinating way to tell your own story. The only way to tell his story was to go back several generations, all the way back into slavery, and the influence that had on the family and especially on the music of New Orleans. End of the year, you know, you get all kinds of recommendations. In that set, a lot of vocalists. Little Jimmy Scott at the end of it from If You Only Knew. Recess in Heaven, the name of the song. You heard June Christie in there from her record The Misty Miss Christie. Daydream, the name of the tune. Mr. Johnny Hartman There's a Lull in My Life from a record put out on Royal Roost after he split from Bethlehem, and I Thought About You, the name of that record. Start things off with Chris Connor from Sings Lullabies of Birdland on the Bethlehem record label, and a song actually I first came into contact with Johnny Hartman, his record on Bethlehem, What Is There to Say from Chris Connor. Going to round things up one last set, and for the most part keep it kind of mellow with this one, as you'll find out next week when we're running down the best things we heard in 2014, our Best of 2014 show next week on Melting Pot. One of them will certainly come from Freddie Gibbs and Madlib, one of my favorite producers, maybe my favorite producer that's out and about still. And it's always nice running into things that he's sampled. And this was one from Lenny White, his record Big City, which I think is from 1977. Sweet Dreamer, the name of this one, sampled by Madlib on the Pinata record. And here we go. One last set for you in 2014. On KPFK and Melting Pot.
Seems unclear. There is a place we all can go, it's very near. How to be while they are young, they often see what we can't see. Wearing a smile, you never have the time to frown. Dreamer of peace, spread some joy around. Oh, yeah. Thank you. to be. While they are young, they often see what we can't see. Wearing a smile, you never have the time to frown. Dreamer of peace, spread some joy.
Out of reach. Ooh. didn't know. I was such a fool. And it took me a long time just to find out. Solid ground. Oh no, satisfied. Ooh, what I thought I'd be. I kept on living. Ooh, yeah, my own.
All right, that's all I got for you here in 2014. Closing things out with the Chico Hamilton Quintet and the song Gone Lover. Ahead of that, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees, the Butterfield Blues Band, In My Own Dream, the name of the song and also the record. One of the strangest things I picked up this year, the Pepos and Jones Straitjacket Band, the song called Humanity on a Private Press 45. Caroline Payton, Intuition, the name of the record, and Brister, the name of the song. And started things out with Lenny White, Big City, the name of the record, and Sweet Dreamer, the name of the song, sampled by Madlib. Next week, we'll be running down the best releases of 2014. It'll be my pleasure to spend time with you again. If I don't see you then, I'll see you when I see you. Folk Scene's up next. Y'all take care. Happy New Year.